Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you, and I'm accompanied by my beautiful wife, Reverend A. And we're glad to be back with you here on Course Mastery, Blog Talk Radio, The Best Hour. Thank you for joining us today. We're going to be talking about and discussing Lesson 246. We're going to do a reading of the lesson, and after that we'll have some discussion, share some thoughts with you. Before we begin, let's just join together for a brief moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. To love my Father is to love His Son. Let me not think that I can find the way to God if I have hatred in my heart. Let me not try to hurt God's Son and think that I can know His Father or myself. Let me not fail to recognize myself and still believe that my awareness can contain my Father or my mind conceive of all the love my Father has for me and all the love which I return to Him.
I will accept the way you choose for me to come to you, my Father, for in that will I succeed because it is your will. And I would recognize that what you will is what I will as well, and only that. And so I choose to love your Son. Amen. To love my Father is to love His Son.
Let's join together again for a moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. As some in the world might have us see it, God is outside of us in some faraway place called heaven. But when we begin to recognize the all-inclusiveness of love, the all-inclusiveness of truth, the all-inclusiveness that must be God, infinite mind, heart, and soul, the beingness of love itself, we could only be contained within it. It's not separate from us and it's not out there somewhere. It's literally resides within the very center of your being. Which means that it's within each of us. And if you want to know God, you can only find it within yourself and within your brothers and sisters. That's where it's at. That's where God is. That's where love is. Love is in all things. And this teaching is really to begin to transcend the thoughts of the world that it's somewhere else, that it's separate. It is us. It is a part of us. And so if you really want to know God, you must be willing to see God within your brothers and sisters. If you want to know God, then you must begin to know that God is found and love is found in your neighbors, in your brothers and sisters, in everyone that you meet today. God is there. If you really want to know God, you'll begin to see the union that you have in love as God has created you to be, joined with your brothers and sisters. That is the echo of the awakened mind. It sees itself in its brothers and sisters. And when you think of Jesus, isn't that really the exemplary life that we were, that was shared with us, that was witnessed to us? It said, you know, Jesus loved everybody equally because he saw himself in everybody equally. Not the ego personality self. That's not what we're talking about. That's not what this teaching is about. This is about transcending the ideas and judgments that we paint over the world, that we label lines and levels and labels of thoughts and opinions and positionalities that we hold about our brothers and sisters, seeing them forever from their past. No, this is about seeing them in the present without a past, to see beyond the presentation itself and to see our brothers and sisters as the essence of love itself, which is in the very center of their being and at the very center of your being, and that is where we are joined. To love my Father is to love His children. Period. Period. Period.
This is the no one left behind clause. This is you are created in relationship clause. This is, yeah, we don't fully return home alone. That the entire sonship returns together through our forgiveness. The Lord's Prayer, as we've come to know it, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. That all must be and is forgiven and released. Holding no resentments against another or ourselves. I love what you said, Brother T, about not seeing anyone from the past, including ourselves. And seeing with the eyes of Christ, seeing the innocence, beauty and perfection of it all and of all. That we can rise above the battlefield of otherness, of separation. And with a gentleness, know everybody has done and is doing the very best they can, and all are well. That I can allow my eyes to soften, and a gentleness to wash over me, and to behold the innocence of others and of myself. The brilliance in this will, the brilliance in this way, assures that all come home. And I would recognize that your will is what I will as well. So aligning my will with the will of God, and only that, and only that. It's an absolute. I choose this, and when I choose this, I choose it wholly. And it means I must let everything else go. All of the things that I would cherish, all the things that, all the things that I would cherish as far as being right, or as far as having a resentment that becomes an idol before God. I mean, releasing all of that. But it's also, let me not fail to recognize myself. So we return not only to love our brothers and sisters and forgive our brothers and sisters, but to ourselves. And then I return to God, to love, the destination I never left, only in a dream, only in an illusion. I choose to love you. I choose to love my Father, Mother, God, Infinite Spirit, the All that is. And I see that and extend that in all who appear to be brothers and sisters, proceeding as if only God and I exist, only love and I exist, that all of creation is just populated with this one and no other, playing that game today. Looks like someone else, just me and God here having this conversation. Just me and God, having this interaction. Just me and the sunset called God, appreciating the beauty. Just God, not even the me and, right? Mm. Right. Thank you for this lesson. Thank you for your thoughts on it. Sit with this. This lesson is, like all the others, just this amazing soul balm. And let Spirit inform you of what it means for you today. Hmm. To love my Father, Mother, God is to love His children.
And so it is.
And so it is.
Thank you, brothers and sisters. Thank you, mighty companions. Thank you for joining us today. We love you. Stay the course. We will return. God bless.
God bless.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send